at peace. When our spiritual master comes, where is he coming from to be called anyway? This is the point. From where has he come? Srila Kaviraj Goswami has explained this in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if we think of this very deeply, we will be amazed. It is a wonder of wonders just where the Guru is actually coming from and originating from. It can be seen in different ways, but for us, Kaviraj Goswami is stimulating a deeper kind of thought that Lord who is so compassionate upon the living beings, wanting to deliver them from within, is manifesting from within. As Supersoul from within, he is then manifesting as Sri Guru from without. Because we cannot visually experience the Supersoul within our heart, we cannot make connection there and hear his subtle advices and directions because of our material contamination. This material contamination is our great misfortune. But the Lord hasn't forgotten us. He manifests outside in the form of Sri Guru so that we can hear and we can see and we can take the same kind of advice that the Lord within. So the spiritual master from without and the Lord from within directing us, we should be very submissive to both. And then our great fortune will manifest in our life. So all the devotees, according to their realizations, will perceive the spiritual master in different ways. And this perception should be refined and refined and refined. And the closer we come in understanding what is actually Guru Tattva, then the more we can actually please the spiritual master. Because we're entering, we're leaving the gross concept of life and entering into the more refined and subtle realm. And the spiritual master dwells in the most subtle and sensitive realm of the transcendental plane. And he is inviting us to leave the gross external plane to enter into that subtle realm. So just by seeing the spiritual master, the beginning of Bhagavatam, the mood and atmosphere is set so beautifully and perfectly by especially the way Sri Parikit Maharaj received Sukadeva Goswami. The heartfelt way that Sri Parikit Maharaj received Sukadeva Goswami, if we can understand that and try and enter into the mood of Parikit Maharaj, how he tenderly bought Sukadeva. And he said, he said, just by thinking of you, our houses become instantly sanctified. The spiritual master doesn't even have to be physically present. But just by thinking about the spiritual master, our homes become instantly sanctified. What to speak of seeing you? What to speak of seeing the acharya of the topmost level? What to speak of seeing you, touching you, or washing your holy feet, or offering you a seat in our home? So affectionately he greeted Sukadeva Goswami. He gave his heart entirely and he surrendered with affection, and his ears were totally open. He wanted to draw in the sweetness because he perceived how divine Sri Sukadeva was. So how to develop this mood, how to surrender open heart and mind and ears to receive the message of Godhead. So I don't know why I drifted off onto that, but we're so glad and welcome to receive Srila Gurudev here again, that actually we're making so many preparations that all of a sudden he's here. And I say, where has he come from? So lift me up my Sandra Pranam to Srila Gurudev and unto all his sincere devotees. Thank you. Srila Gurudev, Srila
Gurudev, our Shiksha Sanyas Guru. In your own very embodiment of all our gurus, that of God, especially for me, my own Shiksha Gurudev, his little Vishnu, or Vishnu Prahlad and Madhidev Guru Prasanna, Shreti Bhakti Prasanna Swami Prabhupada. This has been another dramatic year for, I think, everyone. And we sing it, watching Guru Dev, which is public around the world. We see that he wants to give us this treasure. Sanama Rupa Charitara Nisu Kirtanama. This is the essence of his mission, the essence of the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, perfectly following this line. The Nama Rupa Charitadi. He wants to give us the holy name for our tongues to chant. He wants to give us Rupa, the beautiful form of Sri Vigraha, Radha and Krishna, as we see in the Seva Kunj painting. He wants to give us this for our eyes. Guna, he gives us the 64 qualities of Krishna, the 25 qualities, principal qualities of Radharani, and so many qualities of all the acharyas and devotees for our minds to become absorbed in. Just like yesterday, we see him mercifully absorbed in the beautiful qualities of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and understanding the principles of Guru Tattva, so that we could be more prepared for today in receiving the embodiment of Guru Tattva. And he gives us Leela, the Leela of Krishna, so that our hearts may fall in love with Krishna. Jiva Bhakti Raksha Akshana was so far away, said something very nice that struck me the other day. He said, that point, Krishna wants to come to us and he wants to embrace us, but we're not so willing. We have so many things we're attached to in this world other than Krishna. But somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, we get some sincerity. So he said, that point at which the disciple's sincerity meets the kindness of Krishna, the look to me, that is Sri Guru. So Krishna's kindness has come to us in the form of Guru to give us all these wonderful treasures to completely take our tongue, eye, mind, and heart away from all the things that are distracting it from the real treasure and goal of life, Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna.
I offer my unlimited obeisances simultaneously to my Diksha Guru and Shikshi Guru, to all of our Guru Vada and all the eternal devotees. Last year, at this time, when Srila Gurudev was here, he began a series of classes about Guru Tattva, beginning with the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto, Vayam Dhritiya Vide Shikashat That is, since the beginning of time, we've all been in a dual conception of life, thinking I'm something other than myself, thinking I'm this body and everything in relation to this body of mine, and forgetting that I'm part and parcel of Krishna. How to get out of this substanceless shadow and into the reality. This verse states that we should engage in unalloyed service to the Lord, accepting his manifestation, Sri Gurudev, as our very life and soul. So Sri Gurudev is and our very Atma, more intimate with us than our Atma. So after a couple of those classes, I happened to be in Sri Gurudev's quarters at Bhaji Kishore and Pamananda Prabhu's house, and Gurudev was passing by, so I took the opportunity to ask him, Srila Gurudev, you say that you are more intimate with us than our own Atma, but whenever I see you, I don't feel like that. I just feel far away because I feel so bad that I'm not serving you nicely. So he said, yes, that's why I gave that class. Just so you'll know, there's no separation between us at any moment. Just like water and its wetness, or fire and its heat. There's never any separation, but there's always a feeling of separation, just like the gopis are never separated from Krishna, and at the same time, they're always feeling separation. So he's constantly with us and always working on us, although it may not appear to be, because he's the fully conscious manifestation of Krishna. I just want to tell one nice story that happened on the Buddha's very first trip here to show that example. Jugal Kishorpuru, who met Srila Gurudev in 1997 on his first time here, told me a very interesting thing that happened to him. His wife, Jayashree, was coming to Srila Gurudev faster than him, and so Srila Gurudev was giving her more attention than he was giving him, although it seemed like that. So, but day by day, Jugal Kishorpuru kept getting more and more interested, but Srila Gurudev kept giving more attention to his wife. Finally, towards the end of the day, he became so interested and simultaneously so frustrated that Srila Gurudev wasn't paying attention to him. So, in one of the last moments, Srila Gurudev just turned to him and said, "I'm working on you." So all this time he had been giving his full attention to Jugal Kishorpuru and all of us, both in and Guru.
कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमः. First of all, my humble obeisance and in the Lord's speaker's time. Srila Guru Pātpad Mahā Vishnu Pāda Krishna Bhakti Pāda Jnāna Krishna Bhakti. And same in the Lord's feet of my Sikha Guru Om Vishnu Pāda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Perhaps you know my Sikha Guru Om Vishnu Pāda Krishna Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj inspired me on his last day and told me to help his devotees. He had collected so many, but I could not find them. So you too. And also you know that any devotee, any sadhak cannot touch Guru because he is not qualified. So Guru like Nityananda Prabhu goes door to door. And that you should chant Harinam and you will be happy. So also Swamiji inspired me to go to door, because you all cannot come to India. So as he did, and he also inspired to follow me, that you should go door to door, Australia, England, America, European countries, Brazil and so many, Africa, India, there. So I think this is my duty to follow my spiritual guru and Sikha guru. Especially, I want to remind you that what is the aim and object of your life. Especially, what you are going to do, what will be the aim and object if you don't know what you can do? So first of all, you should remember that we are luckily, fortunately, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami, especially. In the line of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then my Gurudev Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru. What should be the aim and object of ours? That not only of our life, but what we are going to do, what should be your aim and object? You know, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world? Not to preach only name, because it was duty of
Yuga avatar. He especially came to preach the aim and object of the life, supreme, not only the lotus feet of Krishna, but to touch the lotus feet of Radhika. In the line of Rupa, Rati, Manjari, Rati, and Rupa Manjari, Rupa and Yavna. What is that? We should know in this life that what is that? The service of Radhika, more inclination towards Radhika than Krishna even. Especially we should know aim and object of our life and our devotion. What is that? Krishna praying, not Krishna, not Radhika. The heart of Radhika, full of Mahabhava, Madanakya Bhava too. And she serves and controls Krishna. So this prema object. This is supreme object, all of our life. Then knowing this, how to practice? And now come down from Shraddha, the last point of bhakti. And begin from Shraddha, Nishtha, Anartha Nivritti, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, must only up to that. Try to achieve this Shuddha Sattva. This is also the heart of Radhika, Ladini Shakti. So, how to have a transcendental sattva, not laukiki, mortal sattva? Try to have. And if that comes, sattva, then automatically strong faith comes in the words of Guru. And then to Krishna. And then ethics. Strong faith will come. And then begin from there. Try to give up your anath, aparad, otherwise you can again. So I've come to remind you all these things that you should remember. And be inspired. Don't be weak. Try to follow the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was strict. How he was strict. Devadasi was singing that they with Govindam. And Mahaprabhu ran after. And anyhow, Govinda Prabhu accepted him. And he told that, if I have touched, then what I have done, I've given my life in jumping your own ocean. He told, be very careful, especially sannyasi, non-follow sannyasi. Follow me. If anything coming easily, and we should think that, oh, coming, no harm. When the lady will come and tell that you should marry me, then what should he do? Mahaprabhu will allow? Can Mahaprabhu give only one day or night service? So if you want Krishna prema, Radha prema especially, then you have to follow all these principles of Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of very strong. Be very strong, more than lotus and flowers, and very strong than thunderbolt, both at a time. I've seen all these things in my Guru. How he was very strong, more than thunderbolt, and how he was taught all these important rupees. His disciples, weeping. Day and night, if any disease or anything, then he used to walk up all whole night and whole day. How strong. But if you are not like so, how you can attend this perfect more than Vaikunth, Dwarka, Mathura, even in Braja, more than Vatsalya, Sakha, more than that. Even Padabhyo Sau Vina Vardashami, Nanna Padabhi Samari Kinadi Vijayani, Sakhaya Te Mamo Namastra Namastra, Darshaya Te Mamo Rasosu. How does Nanna Swashu Goswami have reached us? And how do I get strong? We should try to follow them. For this, I have come to remind you all and not to be weak in any way, whether lady or gentleman. How about the world? This look that Bhakti Sar Maharaj told, Tannama Rup Chaitanya. It is not for lady or only for men. It is for all those who want that supreme of. I request you to make candles from morning to evening night. Mostly I should come in evening class. I've had to some rest, and doctor has also advised to take some rest. I'm very happy that up till now in my tour I was alone. Only Madhava Maharaj and Bajanath Prabhu and Sundar Gopal were with me. Now I'm very happy that Sajjan Maharaj, Sar Maharaj, or that Aranya Maharaj especially, Shyam Rani, and so many are here, but Vajaballabh Prabhu, Devendra Prabhu, all are here. I know that they will save me in all cases. I request them to save me. Anyone cannot save, you know. So you should make casual from morning to evening my classes. And I want to see some drama plays. Very high class of drama or of pleasure, especially relating to Gopi and Krishna. And also, if you like, you can play our very good drama play of Prahlad Maharaj. I like so, but also of pleasure. We can have some instruction and some inspiration. So I want to take some rest because I have some men and doctor has that also advised. So go on doing our casualty classes and everything so that Aranya Maharaj, Akshishan Maharaj, Satyan Maharaj, Sambhai Bhagavad, Samran, they are engaged in giving for us. Thank you. My heart is blessing to you. Gaur Pravananda. My humble obeisance is in the Lota Feet of Night. This is the virtual Guru Path Padma. नेत्रीरा प्रवेश विष्णुपाद किस्मत भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नेत्रीरा प्रवेश विष्णुपाद किस्मत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज इन द मॉर्निंग आई टोल्ड दैट आई कम ओनली फुलफिल द डिजायर ऑफ my Guru Deva and Shiksha Guru especially. You know how wonderfully in couple of years
In mountains, in oceans, in far remote villages, everywhere in the whole world. And we wrote so many books, translated, authorized books, and he established 50 centers here and there and establishing, publishing books and distributing. Book distribution is also a part of bhakti. We should do what he did, we should try to follow. Actually. But taking the essence of the book himself, ourselves, and then to teach others and to publish the book. First you should test the nectar of the books. Now books, he wrote so many and everything is there. But even he was here in this world. He has written so many books, not a stopping. And that is why he kept some remnant for me that you should complete and to fulfill their desire. Now, very authentic books are coming, like Gita Govinda, Bhajan Rahasyam. Given me of so many qualified devotees that they are helping so much, and I cannot repeat it. Shyamaran has been announced, Bhakti Shan Maharaj, Arand Maharaj, Satyan Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Padmana, so many. About 100 computers are going on in my kitchen. They are always engaged. Myself, 24 hours in writing books. And I am happy. And he is still preaching. Here, there, going, coming. Meeting with so many devotees. I am very happy. Now, as I told in the morning, the aim and object of our life. And then, a process by which we can attain that. Not that first process and then object. No. As we have our aim and object of the life, then we will have to proceed. How to attend this? And it is by bhakti only. About more than 5,000 years before, in India, on the bank of Gomti River, Namisharanya, so many devotees, they were assembled at Namisharanya. And all they are thinking, what to do? Very powerful. Kali Yuga is coming. And then every will do against their religious things, might. All these be engaged in sense gratification. And they will be bound to do all these things. To say, some Kali Yuga prabhav, influence, what should we do? In the meantime, Sutta Goswami came, Shaunak Adi, 88,000 devotees came there, the temple later. No computer, no
internet,
nothing was there, no telephone, nothing was there. And how they were collected? Very wonderful. And then they get proper honor to Sut Goswami. Who Sut Goswami? Two Goswami Sut. Second Sut Goswami, who was the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And they asked, what should we do? And then he told, in the time of Satyu, the age of general persons was not less than 1 lakh years, sometimes more. And in Theta reduced 13,000 years of life there. And after that, in Dwapar, 100 or more than something. And in Kalyu, even not 100 years. So Prayana Alpa Aisha, very, very small age. The life is very not short. Manga. Their intelligence is very dull. Sumanda Matayo. They are engaged in sensory prophetic criticism and other things. Always. In bad activities. Eating what? Meat. Fishes, meat, eggs, especially. I see that all ones, even cats I have seen, they are taking. All the birds, they speak very, like a gentleman, on one leg. And when they will see any fish, oh. All right. Western civilization depends on this. Manda Bhagya, they will do for good, but it will come, the results will come for opposite. All will be very unhappy. Upadrata, always so many kinds of disturbances. They can fix their life. What to do? You know all these things. Atasaro, Atajatkaram, समुद्धिष्ट मनीषया बुरी तन में सदधारण जेना आत्मा संपर्शी. You know, everything from your Guru Sukadeva Goswami, that Bhadarayan Krishna Dvaitan Ved Vyas has done. And that book, you have read from your Guru Dev, by heart. The essence of all the Vedic literature you have heard. So you know all these things. So now, for us, we are sadhalu, faithful person, towards whom Krishna. So please, what is the essence of all the literature and all the classes of your Guru and others that you have heard from Narada, Vyas and others? You should tell us. Vyasma Samprasidati. By that practicing, our soul will be satisfied. Our soul will be satisfied. Now in this world, those who are not devotees or even Kanishka Bhikari, they are not happy. Even money, beginning from Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam, they can realize something and they can be happy. Otherwise, no one in this world is happy. So he asked and then he became very happy. And then he began to see what he has heard from Guru. Sutta Grihitaya. What meaning? What he has heard from his Gurudev by serving him, by questioning him very or nothing. And what he has realized then. Samai punsang paro karmo jato bhakti rato khaye khaye dukkha vyavahita ja bhakti purushottame. What was the question? How our soul will be happy and satisfied? So he's telling, suffering, oh surely and surely and surely. If we will follow Param Dharma, and what is that Param Dharma? Param Dharma is the highest topic of religion. That is Swadharma, transcendental religion. And what that bhakti adhokshe? Adhokshe means Krishna. Who Krishna? Nishindadev, Bhamandev, who? Rakesh, who? Vajendra Nandana Shyama Sundar. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Govind Gopita Nanda Rama Nanda Gopisha. The most beloved of all the Gopis and as the of Srimati Radha. That Hari Krishna. The Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan. In the end, after that, it will be accepted. So, bhakti of Krishna, ahetuka prahatihata, causeless, and apartihata, like honey, continuous, like honey,
unbroken stream of honey.
See? And by the Atma of the Supra-Siddha, the Atma of surely, surely and surely, why? Nishitrupena, what?
Pure and certain.
Pure and certain. So old is the head. So I come to remind all these things. Don't, always remember two strokes. One of Gita and one of Srimad Bhagavatam. Satte nukampam durame kamano bhanyane vasvatitavipanam hitapatupaturi yudhadhyamaste jivendhyamukti padeshanayam. What sufferings are coming? Anyone cannot give any kind of disturbance or any kind of suffering, distress. Anyone is not responsible. Who is responsible? You, yourself. Your activity, bad activities of what? Life. If it is coming, try to solve it. What? Thinking that this is the mercy of Krishna. Is anyone causing? As like Parikshit Maharaj, what he thought, oh Krishna, must he help them? So many pure souls like Sukadev Goswami, Narada Das, Pula, Pulastha, Gautam, all stand in a moment of a discourse. So don't blame anyone that he is the root. Leela Sukh is the root. Any other is the root. Prajavalla Prabhu is the root of all evil. So don't think, then you will be happy. Dukhe to anudhignamana. Sukhe to bilat shakshriya. Bitarag bhaya krodasthiti vaya muni uchyati. Dukhe to anudhignamana. Don't be disturbed when suffering are coming. Be very bold. And sukhe to bigger pressure. Don't have any ambition of being happy. What Krishna is giving? Just a tall thing. And think much. Be tarag bhaya krodha. You should give up your fear of attachment to worldly things, to son, wife, husband, children, position, any money, dollars. We have not come for taking from your boyhood from your home, the after your mother. Have you brought anything? If in this world you are losing something, Krishna has been given. We have not come from heavenly planet or any place, Guru Vrindavan. So why you are answered so much? You cannot anything in this world. Whether in you want or not, Maya Mila tested for you, old age will come. Very, very soon, running. And death will come. Then all the things what you have collected, position, money, everything, of son, daughter, nephew, and others, will have to be. First of all, you don't know. If you are not doing bhajan, you will be animal, like hawk, pigs, and others will cut and take you. So, be careful. We should know, he has told Sudha Goswami, Bhaktir Adhokhaje. We know the meaning of Adhokshad Krishna. And especially Prajanadandan Shyam Sundar, Radha Kant, Gopi Vallabh. We know this Adhokshad. But what is Bhakti? We should know. Bhakti is a vyapak. From Shraddha, vast fraction, and up to Madanakshamhava. But there is gradation of bhakti. As higher Vaishnava are, their bhakti will be more superior. Dhruva is bhakta, Sanatana is bhakta, Ambarish Maharaja is bhakta, Hanuman is bhakta, Pandava is bhakta, Uddhava is bhakta. Are they in one category? After those who are not bhakta, they are sky view of Krishna and Radhika. Siddham Subham, Nanda Baba Yashoda and others. Gopis, all the gopis under the guidance of Rukmini, all are bhakta. But are they same? No. Even you should know that the bhakti of Guru Maharaj was bhakti but not pure. Pranam Maharaj pure. But mixed with as per the Jnana. Hanuman, but was lacking some thousand prisham verbs. Intimation. Pandaval, more superior, but lacking something. And Buddha, he was like Krishna before. He was more dear than Sori, than Brahma, Shankar, Lakshmi, even from Balaram, even he was much dear of Krishna. But Buddha could not find the end of the gopis' love and affection. Sima was
the limit
of gopis' affection. And Gopi has how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Unlimited. Millions and millions of Gopis are. And they are all moods are different. So we want to explain something or 30. And you should. I have told so many times, but again I am remembering. So, you should try to know what is real bhakti. And then